This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Lee Hammack, the diagnosed narcissist from TikTok that uses his platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, NPD, get more people into therapy, and also in the process validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about a narcissist saying that they can do it by themselves. They don't need help. They know that they're an issue. They know that there's an issue. They know that there's a problem, and they know. But hey, guess what? I don't need help. I can do it alone. And I believe that is 100%, 1000%, completely false. And I just don't think anybody, a real narcissist, a person with narcissistic personality disorder, or a lot of narcissistic traits, I don't think that you can fix yourself by yourself. You know why? Because at the core of this narcissistic being, it's just a fear of, you know, it's just a deep internal fear of who I really am. Like the world, like if I were to reveal my real self, the world wouldn't like me. I think I would be rejected from the world. I think I would be shamed from the world. I think that I would be, you know, chastised and all the other stuff. I'd be embarrassed, or I would feel a lot of shame. And even my therapist said, she said that shame is one of the biggest things that narcissists feel. It's just shame. You're scared, fear. You know what I mean? And if we are scared of feeling shame, the only way to deal with or to process or to get any kind of results from a narcissist in a positive direction is for them to deal with that shame, to deal with the reason behind that shame. And we don't possess the ability. I know if a narcissist is hearing that you don't possess the ability to do that by yourself. And I know you think you're big and strong and tough and you're smarter than everybody else and you deal with it. You know how to do stuff on your own. Blah, blah, blah. Trust me, I heard it. I've said it all, and I can't do it myself. So me personally, it took me about, I joined those Facebook groups in like February of 2017. I didn't go to therapy until October of 2017. So I tried to fix myself. I tried to figure out what was going on. I told my wife, like, I could do this. You mean, I'm going to go to therapy, but first, let me try this other stuff. And I joined those groups. Those groups helped. Those groups helped me put stuff into perspective. Those groups helped me to put stuff in order and help me not feel alone. But they didn't help me get to the root cause of the problem, which is the deep shame, the deep regret, the deep reason why I feel the way that I feel, the trauma that I experienced. So I'm gonna go over. I don't really talk about the trauma a whole bunch, but I'm gonna go over it in my book. That's chapter one. Chapter one: making a narcissist. Origin stories. This is going to be chapter one of my book coming up soon. The Narcissist Code is going to be about what happened to me, why I am the way I am, and the process and things like that. But I didn't want to deal with that type of stuff. I had problems with my dad growing up and stuff like that. But I never knew the root cause of it. Like, I told my therapist, I just don't really care for my dad or anything like that. I just, like, I don't hate him, but I have this inner just rejection of it. I just don't want to mess with it. I think it probably was hate. If I described how I felt, it, you'd be like, hey, Lee, that's hate. And she told me, she told me that, you know what I mean? So, let me back up. So, February, I joined those groups. February, March 2017, I joined those groups. October 2017 is when I went to therapy. You know what I mean? So between that, and the only reason I went to therapy because my wife was just like, look, what happened to you? Because I could see stuff, and she probably could tell you too, that she could feel stuff going back downhill in our relationship. I was starting to get more distance. I was starting to, the cycle was starting again. The narcissistic cycle was starting again. Love bombing, devaluation, all the other stuff was coming on. And she knew it, and she's like, what happened to therapy? I thought you said you was going to therapy. And I was like, okay, let me look into this stuff. Let me see what I can do with this therapy thing. You know what I mean? So I asked the group. The group told me how to get a therapist. I found a therapist and then, you know, reached out to him. You know, my very first email I sent to a therapist, it said, hey, my name is Damon Hammack, and I'm 99.5% certain that I have narcissistic personality disorder. The pain that I go through every day has become insufferable. I don't know what to do. Can you please help me? And I can put that email. I'll show this on my TikTok or whatever you want to see it. I'll show it to you. There's proof out there that this is exactly what I said. shit in 2017. People are like, you're faking Lee. You're just faking for clout. Who the hell wants to be a narcissist? Who just goes like, hey guys, I'm a narcissist. Give me some money. Nobody does that. Anyway, you look at my stuff from 2017. I had no idea I'll be where I am at right now in 2017 of February. I was working a terrible job. You know what I mean? It was just a lot of stuff going on in 2017. You would not guess I'll be in this position right now where over a million people that I can contact every single day on TikTok or Instagram, YouTube, and stuff like that cumulatively. I just didn't know that. There's no way of predicting that. But yeah, it took. I could not do it by myself. Because no matter how I felt, no matter how much I started meditating and stuff like that, no matter how much I meditated, no matter how much, you know, pain and suffering I tried to put myself through, I could not break through myself. I cannot break through myself. And one of the biggest things, one of the biggest issues with why narcissists don't seek therapy is we don't trust a lot of people. Because we put our guards up, we put our defenses up, and we don't trust a lot of people. We just don't.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You know what I mean? So it's hard to find somebody that you trust to go in and tell your deepest, darkest thoughts to. You can't tell anybody else around you because you think people are going to judge you for how you feel and how you think. So you don't want to tell your friends this. Like, hey, man, look, listen to it. What do you think about? What do you think about me thinking like this? Like, well, you might be crazy, you know. And I just happened to find a therapist. So this is how my therapist is like a woman. She kind of reminds me of my wife. She kind of looks like my wife, and I tell people that, and they're like, well, there's probably some transference going on. But what I mean by transference is it's like when I'm talking to my therapist, sometimes it feels like I'm talking to my wife. So I'm telling the therapist stuff that, you know, I typically wouldn't be able to tell my wife, and I'm just getting off my chest and talking about it, and I go home and work on it. You don't know what you need to work on. Like, you have anger issues. I'm going to just stop being, hey, babe, you have anger issues you need to work on. You need to go to therapy for. I'm going to just work on my anger issues now. I can stop being angry. Rage fest in a couple weeks. Rage fest in the next day. Raging out very, very soon after that. You make that statement right there. You can't do it by yourself. Get the therapy. Like, I feel like you got to put the ego is there. You know, the narcissistic ego is there. We don't want help. We don't want anybody to feel sorry for us. We don't want help. We don't want anybody. Like, we don't want any of that. We just literally just want to be able to do stuff by ourselves, feel by ourselves, and just manage by ourselves. Like, we can do it by ourselves. Like, why do I need people? You know, why do I need to let people into my thought process? Why do we need to talk about stuff? Like, we can just put it. Look, we know the problems. You laid out your issues. You know what I mean? Let me work on myself. And they can't do it, y'all. When people tell me that, when I'm doing my one-on-ones, or I'm talking to somebody just on a Facebook Live or TikTok Live or something like that, Instagram Live, and I'm telling people that, and people just like, yeah, my significant other just figured that he or she could do it by themselves. They knew there was a problem. They said, just give them some time. They would fix it by themselves. And I was just like, look, you are hoping against hope right there that this person is going to be able to do anything to, you know, fix themselves. Like, you are hoping, you're literally hoping against hope. Like, this person you love and care about has enough wherewithal to go into their own subconscious minds and fix whatever they think is going on. They can't do it because they won't. It's hard to acknowledge the issue. First of all, it's hard to acknowledge that there is an issue. I'm good. I just need to stop being angry so much. You know what I mean? I'm good. I'm just stressed out. I'm good. This, that. It's always an excuse behind why we doing what we're doing. You know what I mean? So you cannot do it by yourself, and I'm 100% certain. I've been diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder for years. You know what I mean? For years, years. And I like if you ask me, like, could you have done this by yourself? No, because I don't know what questions to ask myself. So if I don't know what questions to ask myself, how in the hell am I supposed to know what to work on? How to you know calm down? How to slow myself down? How am I know? Hey Lee, you have a problem with control. Okay, I'll stop trying to control as much. How do you do that? You have to learn how to trust people and let stuff go. And it's just like, hey Lee, you have a big problem with taking criticism. How do I stop taking criticism? How do I stop having an issue with criticism? Explain that to me. Do it by yourself. Explain it to yourself. Like, how do I can just stop being critical. I can just stop taking stuff so personally. You can't do it by yourself. I don't care what you say, what you do. I know narcissists are going to push back on me like, Lee, you're false. You can do it by myself. I did it by myself. I've never been in therapy before. You can't do it by yourself. The majority rules. You cannot do it by yourself. I guarantee you. We take a vote, do a poll in here. If you listen to this, if you listen this far on YouTube, just leave it a comment. It's like, you think they can do it by themselves? This is yes or no. They can't do it by themselves. Yes, they can do it by themselves. Just leave that in the comment section. Because I know the majority of people are going to say you cannot do it by yourself. The majority of narcissists would say that you can't do it by yourself. You can't heal yourself because you don't. It's hard to acknowledge that there is a problem. And if you, even if you acknowledge that there is a problem, it's hard to want to even work on that type of stuff. Because guess what? There's no cure. This is for life. You have to be this way for life. But it's a battle every day. I tell everybody, I wake up and battle my demons. Sometimes they win. Sometimes I do. If the demons win, people around me are going to have a bad day because I'm going to have a bad day. That's how I use the thing. Now that I can kind of get it under control. It's all about control. Like, what gives, like, if narcissists love control, what gives you more control than, like, what gives you the biggest power and the feeling of control other than controlling yourself and how you react? That's what makes me a different type of, that's what makes me a different breed of narcissist. I know other narcissists, the people listening to this, because I know y'all listen to it. I post it in the groups. Y'all listen to it. Nothing gives you more control than, nothing makes you feel more powerful than being able to control your reactions. Being able to control the way you react to people and the way you think and stuff like that. That's control. That's power right there. Control of myself. Control of my own emotions. Control of my own stuff. Get that. That's a very, very good feeling. That's a very, very powerful feeling. Anyways, y'all, back to real estate. I sold my laundromat. I'm back to doing real estate full time instead of part time now because that laundromat was sucking up my time. So I got to hit the road early. I'm truly thankful for every single one of y'all. I'm blessed to have this following of over 1 million people now. Just keep spreading the message. Like and subscribe. If you're listening to this on Apple Music or Spotify, please give me that 5 stars. Please. I really, truly appreciate it. I'm so thankful for those of you who've done it so far. Mental illness is out, and peace. Love and happiness. Bye.